fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour. This is Firearms Monday on Monday, the third day of July, because tomorrow is the 4th of July. We have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training with rifles and pistols, and very high-level first aid wound training once a year. And the website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Well, happy Independence Week, and good morning to you, John.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Same to you, sir. Well, we had a power outage here at my place. It started about 4 o'clock Friday, went until about noon the next day. In order to make sure my bride had a more comfortable place to relieve herself, I took the opportunity to relieve myself out in the woods so she could have what water was left in our system to flush the toilet.
Well, that's an interesting thing. How is your backup generator working? Did you have AC?
It took a while. I just bought several a few weeks ago, and about an hour before the power came back on, I had one running, you know, to keep the food in the freezer cold. And in fact, my electrician just got here a few minutes ago. He's going to begin the process of wiring up the house so that everything will run on the backup power. It was a wake-up call, but sometimes, as the old saying goes, necessity is the mother of invention, isn't it?
It certainly will wake you up. You know, 2 years ago, we had a tornado hit here, and it knocked down over 240 power poles.
Oh, boy.
And so it took the better part of 2 weeks for the system to replace power poles, get power back restored to all the homes, and to get everything sort of back to normal from a power supply standpoint. We have a backup generator, 12 kW, and a lot of people have remarked when they come by the house, why do you have such a small backup generator for a 6,000 square foot home? And you can't start your air conditioners with that. And I smile and say, oh, yes, we can. And there's a secret to that. Okay? Most modern air conditioning units, whether they're 10 SEER, 12 SEER, 15 SEER, 16 SEER, 18 SEER, no matter what efficiency level your AC unit works at, if it sits outside your home on the north side of your house in the shade, your AC unit has a capacitor in it. Now, that capacitor is rated at a certain number of amps. Let's say it's rated, let's say you've got a 4-ton unit and you've got a 60 amp capacitor in there. What does that capacitor do for you? Well, that capacitor stores electricity that makes it easier to start the compressor up when the air conditioning unit wants to turn on. Now, if you buy a generator, you're going to need easily a 16 kW or 20 kW generator to start that AC unit when it's 100 degrees out.
All right.
But there's a trick, and it's very inexpensive. Let's say you've got a 60 amp capacitor in your AC unit. You have your AC guy put an 80 amp capacitor in there and then put a 260 or 300 amp hard start kit capacitor in there as well. And that goes in line with your standard capacitor. Now, you can start your AC unit with a 10 kW or 12 kW generator. No problem at all. And you don't need, with modern appliances that use low amounts of electricity and also having LED bulbs in your home, you don't need a giant generator to run all that. The 10 or 12 kW will work for most homes.
That's good to know. That's great information.
And yeah, make sure you get a hard start kit installed on that AC unit, because that's really the only thing out there. Now, are there exceptions to that? Yeah, if you have electric heat, 12 kW is probably not going to do it if you have a large home. But if you have gas, natural gas, or propane heating and cooking, and you have electric AC, then you can certainly take advantage of that situation. You don't have to overbuy a generator.
All right. Well said. It covers that topic very thoroughly. And if you don't understand what Sam's talking about, a certified electrician should be able to make sense of that and do it. Right, Sam?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's move on from there. Sam, in January, I recalled a show I did in 2020, in the spring of 2020. I wasn't sure if it was my show or a guest appearance with Dr. Bill Deagle, where I recalled saying the following, that my belief, with no evidence at the time, the COVID vaccinations were already in refrigerators waiting to be distributed. That was what I said in the spring of 2020. I began a search to find that show. Over the weekend, I found it.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yes. May 7th, you know, I do a lot of radio, 3 hours a day, 5 days a week.
No kidding.
May 7th, 2020, I was with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. It's at my website. It's the first thing you see at my website, on the top left-hand side of my website. We've got that show, the archive there, and you begin to, you know, you can, I'm going to go there right now so I can, don't misspeak myself here. It begins at 4:27, goes to 11 minutes, where I make the statement, my belief, that the COVID vaccinations are in the refrigerators waiting to be distributed. Also my belief, which is based on science, that what's called a safe and effective vaccine can't be fabricated in less than a year. It can't be done. And of course, Horowitz is certainly chiming in his 2 cents on that. So there it is, Sam. And I found it, and it's there for everybody to look at. Those who paid heed, maybe we saved some lives. Those who did not, well, they were going to pay the price of death, aren't they?
Yeah, it's really sad what's going on with the vaccine, and particularly Pfizer. It appears from the doctors that I've spoken to that there's more complications and more serious complications if you've taken the Pfizer vaccine rather than Moderna or Johnson & Johnson. I don't know the details of why. I can't tell you. But apparently it disrupts the enzyme balance in your body more. It causes problems in the liver and the spleen. And there's a lot of issues going on there. Now, the good news is I have friends that are doctors. I'm hoping to convince one to come on the show and talk about the new technology. One of my friends, dear friend and a doctor, and so is his wife, by the way. They're both medical professionals of the highest level. And they spent a number of days in Texas looking at the development of new technology to clean human blood from these problems that the vaccine has caused. And then they went to Germany and spent several days in Germany learning about technology to clean blood. And they're bringing that technology to Pennsylvania, I believe. And they're going to start helping people that have taken the vaccine, that were forced to take it or felt they were forced to take it. You know, here's the problem. A lot of people grow up in the city and they think the government's rules are the last say. If the government tells you to do something, you should do it.
Right. Right?
That's their thought process. Well, they don't jaywalk. They sit there at the corner and they press a button and they wait for that little light to tell them they can walk across the street. Okay. And this is how these people grow up. And I'm not disrespecting city people at all. I mean, it's perfectly fine to follow the rules and to care about the law and to care about doing things right. Now, country people, they walk up to a road and they're going to look both ways. Is there a bull out of his pen? Is there a cattle truck coming? Is there a motorcycle or a dirt bike screaming down this dirt road? Okay, I'm going to make sure myself that it's safe. I'm going to take responsibility for myself to cross this road safely. Where in the city, people look to the government and their little lights to tell them what to do. Now, I believe, I have a theory that this causes some long-term problems. You come into 2020, 2021, the government tells you you have to take the vaccine. Your employer tells you you have to take the vaccine to keep your job. Well, no, you don't. See, and this is the problem. A lot of conservative Christians that live in the country said, oh, hell no, I am not taking your experimental vaccine. Where people that had jobs and worked in the city or worked for the Army or the Air Force or whatever thought, oh my gosh, I'll lose my job. I won't be able to feed my kids. I must take this shot.
Right.
And see, there's where the mistake was made. The Navy SEALs didn't take the shot. The FBI worked for the government. Their agents didn't take the shot. What, they have over 30,000 agents refuse at the FBI? I wonder why.
Right.
Okay, how many conservatives? The Mennonites, the Amish, they didn't take the shot.
Well, they didn't even know there was a COVID pandemic. They didn't have TV.
and so here's the thing. You know, I told you this story, John, about the FBI agent that shows up at this farmer's place and says, we heard you're growing weed here. I'm here to inspect your property. And the farmer says, well, great. No problem. I don't grow weed. I don't have anything illegal here. You can look at anything you want. And the guy pulls out his badge and says, see this badge? I'm an FBI agent. I can go wherever I want. I don't need your permission. And the guy says, well, that's fine. Just do yourself a favor. Don't go in that field over there because that's where the bull lives. And the bull can get a little bit salty at times. You don't want to piss him off. And the guy says, this badge says I go wherever I want. I'm going to check that field first. And he doesn't listen to the farmer, and he walks into the field. Well, the bull's at the other end of the field, and he finally notices this FBI agent walking through his field, so he goes to hoof stomp this FBI agent into the next millennium. He starts chasing this guy across the field, and the FBI is screaming, do something, help, catch this bull away from me. And the farmer yells, show him your badge. Right?
Absolutely.
This is the difference between actual power and perceived power. The FBI agent had this badge and perceived that he had power and tried to convince everyone else to perceive that he had power. But when he walked into the bull's field, the bull is the one that had actual power. Okay? And this is the same thing with the shot, the clot shot. If you have actual power given to you by God, your body is your temple. You are to protect that temple. And if someone tells you to stick experimental poison in it, you take the Nancy Reagan approach and you just say no. God will take care of you if you do that. Every person I know that refused the shot is better off now, health-wise, emotional health-wise, physical health-wise. They are better off than anyone I know that took the vaccine.
Roger that. Roger that. Yeah, I would love to have these doctors on the show to discuss their findings about cleaning blood. It's more than just dialysis, obviously, isn't it?
Yes, yes. It's much more complicated than that. And it's new technology. And he said, my buddy said, as soon as he gets this technology up and working and it's proven to help people, he will come and he will talk about it and he will announce what he's doing on your show. And I pray that he gets this stuff working as quickly as possible. He has devoted his life to saving people's lives. I have watched him save people's lives. This man is amazing. I cannot wait to hear him announce this and that it's working.
Well, hope is great. And that's fantastic. Ready for our first caller here, Sam?
Why not?
Okay. We got Rob in Mississippi. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, John, Sam. Sam, I'd like to tell your listeners an alternative that I think is a little cheaper for having air conditioning on their home, what I have done myself. 15 years ago, I had solar installed, and it cost me about $30,000, including a hot water collector on the roof, which I think everybody should have a hot water collector on the roof. That's the best thing. It had the same problem, wouldn't start the AC. I was drawing like 43 amps, trying to get it started, and my solar system would kick off at that point. And right. Like I said, had the same problem. And I have a generator that is only 3,000 watts, not 12K like you're talking about.
Right.
Because I have a small generator because my philosophy is you're only running minimal things all the time. You don't have your whole house turned on drawing 12,000K worth of power. So it takes a lot of money and fuel to feed that beast that you have, compared to the small one I have. So when the gas stations are cut off because power's down, you can't get fuel, I can run on the little bit of gasoline I have. And also I bought a tri-fuel kit that I put on my generator that I have hooked into my propane tank, which propane just about lasts forever in a tank. And
yes.
And the motors run a lot better and more efficient on propane anyway. You don't have the gumming up problems, the carburetor. But for the air conditioning, I've put in window units when we have been down for that short amount of time without the grid. And, you know, I'm planning for long-term grid down because I think our system's going to collapse. And I just don't want to have all that fuel on hand because gasoline goes bad. You know, shelf life is bad. But I wanted to make that aware of people. There's options you can do.
Absolutely.
So,
all right.
Anything all right, else, guys, Rob? We're listening.
Okay.
Yep. See you.
Okay. Thank you, Rob. Got our first break coming up here momentarily, and the call number is 512-248-8252. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
K Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, the 4th of July sale on Ninja Cleaner is in effect right now until midnight the 7th. That would be Friday the 7th. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. Place your order at my website at thelibertyman.com or call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training with rifles and pistols in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website where there's an excellent video teach you how to properly clean your rifle. Unless you've got this training, you really don't know how to. FreedomTrain.net. I say again, FreedomTrain.net. You want to sign up for a class, order a custom rifle build, give Sam a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, did you have a class over the weekend? You're on mute, Sam.
Yes, we did. We had an enhanced marksmanship course this weekend. It was a good class. This is where you learn how to make hits with a rifle with your heart rate up. We're moving. We're constantly moving. We're learning how to immediately establish a supported position and make hits with the from the first trigger pull. It is a It is a very demanding class from an energy standpoint. Your heart rate's over 145, 150 while you're shooting. It's amazing how shocking it can be for people that are great athletes in amazing shape. And they come to the first two classes, the basic class, the enhanced urban vehicle class. They're hitting targets. They're doing well. They're shooting great. And they come to the enhanced marksmanship course, and we elevate their heart rate, and all of a sudden, they don't hit anything.
Right, right.
And that's why we have the class.
Yep.
To teach you how to make hits with your heart rate up. It's very, very important that you're able to do that, because generally speaking, when you're in a firefighter in a threat situation, your heart rate's not going to be that 70 to 90 beats a minute that it's at when you're at the range shooting and having fun and enjoying the day.
Right, right. Yeah, we routinely did that in special forces in our marksmanship training. We'd have to run a certain distance, and it couldn't be a trot. It had to be a run, a sprint, and then engage the targets while your heartbeat is up. That's a very foundational thing. It's routinely done in special forces, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's a challenging thing to do, but it's not difficult. It's just you need the skills to quickly get into position where you can stabilize the rifle and control the trigger, and then you can make things happen. But it's something that has to be practiced. You're absolutely right, and it's the reason SF does it. It's the reason SWAT teams do it. We used to take, when we were training police snipers, we would take these guys and, like you said, sprint them 100 yards up the road and 100 yards back, and then have to throw down and shoot a three-shot group on a head with hostage targets surrounding the head of the bad guy.
Right, right.
And once they learned how to do it, they can do it. But it does take skill, and it does take practice.
Right, right. And I mentioned this before, but in that same drill in Special Forces, if you didn't shoot expert after running that sprint, you had to eat a raw egg in front of all the rest of the guys. So it was a little bit of a bonus there, which...
I think you're lucky it was only a raw egg.
Yeah, well...
I've seen and heard of worse.
Well, yeah, and I've done that too. This cocktail we put together in an M1 steel helmet. Pretty disgusting. But everybody did it, so I had to do it too.
Yeah, I've seen insects. I've seen drink your own urine. Depends on what team you're with, right?
Well, we had gunpowder mixed in with the alcohol.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
That'll get your blood flowing. A lot of people don't understand this nitric oxide stuff that people take to enhance their circulation, open up their arteries.
Right.
It's very similar to a particular substance in gunpowder.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyway, Sam, what class is coming up? Are there openings that people might be interested in? We got a break coming up pretty soon, too.
Yep, I think we've got two openings in the Introduction to 1,000-Yard Shooting on July 15th and 16th. And then we've got four openings in the Basic Tactical Handgun and Rifle class at the end of July. That's a class you want to get in. If you've never had training, or if you've had training at another range, you definitely want to get in that Basic Tactical Handgun and Rifle class. That would be July 27th, 28th, 29th, and the 30th.
All right. All right. Here's our break, I think. Nope, not quite yet. I thought I heard the music.
30 seconds. We also have on August 5th and 6th, and you want to get into these classes in the summertime. If you're a long-range shooter, you definitely want to get in these classes where we've got lots of sun, lots of mirage, so we can teach you how to read the wind.
That's critical. The mirage goes away when it gets to be cold weather.
Yeah, August 5th and 6th, we have an Intro to 1,000-Yard Shooting class as well.
Right, right. Yep, and here's our break. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Mr. Sandman, bring me
dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say, there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. The new audio clip we have from May of 2020, where I state my belief, no evidence at the time, since I got the evidence since then, my belief that the COVID vaccinations were in the refrigerators waiting to be distributed. I said that on May 7th, 2020, and the evidence is right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. The Energy Cleaner is on sale from beginning right now until midnight 7th, $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. Go ahead and place your order. I make the sale refund manually. You can do that at my website at thelibertyman.com or call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. You want to sign up for a class, have a custom rifle built, give a call at 417-718-2597. Sam, if a person is going to order a custom rifle, what would the turnaround time be to take delivery? on average?
Right now, probably about 10 months to a year.
All right.
I've got a backlog of about, I want to say, 14 rifles and 5 pistols right now. And I'm going to shorten that this summer. And but it depends on the type of rifle. I can usually get an AR done in less than 7-8 weeks. But a custom bolt gun is going to be a year and 2 months because the actions and barrels are so the barrel steel and the actions are so back ordered now. So we generally buy actions from Defiance for our bolt guns, our custom, because they make the finest actions in the world. They're EDM'd. They're not machined like a normal action, so they have no stress in them. They're incredible. The finest actions in the world, in my opinion. And then, like semi-auto sniper weapon systems, usually about 8 to 10 months.
All right. I recall, you mentioned Defiance. There's a town in Missouri called Defiance, Missouri. And I had a political letter I wanted to mail out. It was maybe 10 or 20 letters. And I had them mailed from Defiance, Missouri, to get that Defiance postmark on them.
Yeah. Well, Defiance was started by a man who originally started Nasika Bay. And he sold Nasika Bay, that company, and then started another action company called Defiance. Years ago, we made 30 Wolfs on Nasika Bay actions, and they were some of the most accurate things ever made. And so when he opened up a new company called Defiance, of course, we had to try his products, and they are world-class, the finest machining I've ever seen of any kind anywhere on anything. They are that good.
Really?
And, oh, they're just beautiful. And they work, and they fit. So a lot of people don't realize this, but when you buy a Remington or a Winchester or a Seiko or, you know, any of these big manufacturers, you buy those rifles and you put a custom barrel on that rifle. I take the barrel that's on your rifle off, and I clean your threads meticulously that thread onto the barrel. And while the barrel is in the lathe, I cut the threads. And then when I get within about a thou and a half of the final dimension of the thread, I take your action and I try to thread it on the barrel. And a lot of times it'll go on half a thread. And then I cut 3/10,000ths more, and then it'll go on a quarter of thread further, and then I cut another 3/10,000ths. And at some point, that action will thread on about halfway. So if you have 12 threads, it'll thread on 6 threads, and then it just stops. And the reason is because there's taper in the action threads. They're not straight.
Really?
Okay? So then I cut another 2 to 3 10,000ths off the threads with a very sharp threading tool that I hand sharpen, and then I lap the action on the rest of the way so it fits like nothing you've ever seen. Now, you take a Defiance action, and that's even harder to fit, and I'll tell you why, because the threads are perfectly straight. You get that thing to thread on 3/4 of one thread, and you take another 2 10,000ths off, and it threads on the whole way. That's
really?
How straight and perfect the threads are on a Defiance action.
Really? Amazing.
Oh, it's stunning how perfectly the threads on that action fit the lead screw of my lathe. It's absolutely remarkable.
Yeah, well, that's phenomenal. Well, you've done extensive work on my Hawa, and it's an extremely accurate rifle, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It's everything's been fitted, and it's got a good crown and great fit of the thread to the barrels of the thread of the barrels to the action. It fits. Just everything's fitted up. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that accuracy is a known commodity these days. I mean, we have the 5 B's of accuracy, right? Barrel, bedding, bullets, beautiful machine work and the big guy pulling the trigger, calling the wind, right? Those are the five B's of accuracy, yeah, right there.
Right. Well, it never occurred to me a human being could hit a 6-inch moving target at 600 yards, but with my Hawa, I was able to do that. And it's an accurate rifle is just a pure delight, isn't it?
It is. There's, you know, and one of the things that I'm most proud of is, as a gun manufacturer is, if you go on all the long range shooting websites or any of the precision shooting websites, you'll see a one ads thread, and they'll have people advertising, and you'll see all these different gun manufacturers. They'll be their guns for sale used. I would defy anyone to find a rifle that Tier 1 Weapon Systems has made custom for someone for sale used. Right. And the reason is because once you have one, you're not going to sell it. It'll be the most accurate thing in your safe, and you will sell your firstborn child before you will sell that rifle. Typically.
Right. Well, so it ends up being in an estate sale at some point in the future, doesn't it?
Or it gets passed down to a son, typically.
There you go.
A grandson.
There you go. I guess at the top of the hour, we may get a firearms tip of the week.
Absolutely. I think we're going to talk about ammunition today in the firearms tip of the week. There's a lot to know about ammunition, and we're going to talk about that.
Okay. The schedule for the remainder of the training year, has that been posted yet?
Not yet, but it will be within about 5 days, I believe.
Okay. All right. So then next week.
Oh, and also I want to announce we are looking at scheduling a Junction Beat class and a Combat Medics course sort of back-to-back. We'll run a Junction Beat bleed class on Thursday. We'll run another one on Friday. And then the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, following that Thursday and Friday, we will run a Combat Medics course, which it will be really exciting for those people that have had the basic and the advanced urban vehicle class. You will have the prerequisite courses to sign up for that combat medics course. And that will be an incredible experience for people that have never had this type of training. And we're looking at doing that right now. Junction Bleed class, October 5th. Junction Bleed class, October 6th. That's Friday. So we'll have one class on Thursday, one class on Friday, and then we'll have a two-day course, combat medics course, on the 7th and the 8th. So if you've had the basic tactical course, the enhanced urban vehicle course, and a junction bleed class, you can sign up on the 7th and 8th for the combat medics course. And that will be an exciting class. That will be a whole lot of fun. I've got two amazing instructors coming in for that, a special forces amphibious medic, plus Jake, who also taught the junction bleed class last year.
Well, wait a minute. Now, what's the difference between a regular special forces medic and a special forces amphibious medic?
Skills, baby. Training.
Okay. That's a term I haven't heard before. That's why.
Yeah, more skills, more training. Yeah. Okay. I'm just telling you, we bring in the most skilled people on the planet to do this type of training. You'll love it. You'll enjoy it. Actually, the Junction Bleed class was the most popular class last year. We had set the cap at 16 per day. We wound up with 20 people over full in each class.
Well, I had a emergency room doctor here on the show with me every week for about a year or so, Dr. Caudill, Brent Caudill. 20 plus years in modern American emergency room. Quite frankly, I'd rather if I was in a bush and had an injury, a severe injury, I'd rather have a special forces medic than any American medical doctor, because out in the bush, it's a whole different skill set, and you don't have, of course, all the gee whiz Star Wars technology at your hands, do you?
That's exactly right. Well, you know, these guys like Jake and like Quincy, the instructors in this course, who are amazing guys with SF training, and these guys can stop bleeding so fast. They are so skilled and so quick about it. It's in the time it takes an emergency room doctor to finish half his assessment, these SF medics have already got the bleeding stopped. They are strong, they are fast, they are quick, they get the job done, they get it done exactly right, they read the situation instantly. It's absolutely amazing to watch these guys in action.
Well, hopefully the training is still at that level and hasn't become compromised with wokeism, with people being admitted to the training because of race-based things or sex-based things.
Well, you know, John, you know, a whole bunch of people in SF, when they tried to push him out with the clot shot, it was really an attempt to purge conservatives from the military. The SF guys, as they always do, fought back, right? They didn't take it standing, right?
Right.
See, this is
right.
The thing. If you're a Navy SEAL, you're not taking crap off anybody. Not Trump, not Fauci, not anybody. They don't care. They're not scared of the federal government, right? They're the most vicious, ruthless arm of the federal government. They're not scared of anybody else in the federal government. They are the alpha wolves of America. And you tell these guys to do something to damage their body, they're gonna give you the finger and say, "Let's do this in court. We're not scared."
I watched a Tom Clancy movie yesterday titled Without Remorse. One of the lead characters was a female Navy SEAL lieutenant commander. Complete fantasy. Complete fantasy. The film was well done otherwise.
Well, you know, I kind of what was that movie with where Demi Moore was a SEAL recruit?
Oh, yeah, right.
I can't remember the name of the movie, but when she kicked the crap out of a Master Chief with one arm tied behind her back, I was like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. You know, if a woman punched the average Navy SEAL in the jaw, her hand would shatter.
Right.
It's called bone density and mass and physics. You know, but here we have this little 5'5", you know, brunette built like a popsicle stick, beating the tar out of this Navy SEAL Master Chief. And I'm just like, this is the stupidest, craziest, most loony, unrealistic thing I've ever seen in a movie. It was just a joke. It was terrible. And you know, the laws of physics matter.
G.I. Jane.
Yeah, G.I. Jane. That right. was right. And the worst movie I ever saw in my entire life. And it was just funny. But the laws of physics matter in the real world. It doesn't matter in your mind. Because if you're a woman, you're going to say to yourself, well, I can do anything a man can do. You know, men don't say that. Men don't say this to women. They don't go, I can do anything a woman can do. They don't say that because they know better.
Right.
A man knows he cannot do everything a woman can do. And usually they're humble enough to admit it. But I've heard so many women say, oh, I can do anything you can do. I can do anything any guy can do. Right. Yeah, go work on the head of an oil rig and see if you last 4 minutes. Exactly. You know, but that's, you know, that's the laws of physics speaking. That's not me. Don't argue with me. Argue with God. They're not my rules. I didn't make the rules. I just live here. You know, but the truth is these men that are Navy SEALs do a job that 99.9% of all men on planet Earth cannot do.
That's right.
It's that hard. So don't tell me you're a woman and you're going to be you're going to beat up the Master Chief of the SEAL team. Just don't even go there.
Absolutely. Okay. Any change in the ATF has made several million owners of these hand braces, these arm braces, now criminals? What's going on with that, if anything?
Well, the ATF is an executive branch agency. Unfortunately for them, we have three branches to our government. We have a judicial branch, we have a legislative branch, and we have an executive branch. their executive branch. Their job is to execute the laws that the legislative branch passes. Unfortunately, with presidents and executive orders and executive branch agencies, these clowns have imagined that they're legislators. They're not. They don't get to make laws. They don't get to make the rules. Okay? Unless a legislator says that your brace is illegal, it's not illegal. We all know this. We just went through this on the bump stock thing. Will these clowns ever learn? Okay? You don't make laws unless you're a legislator. And the ATF are not legislators. So ignore them. They're involved in criminal behavior right now. Ignore them. It will come through the courts and it will get dealt with. Just like the bump stock ban got dealt with.
Absolutely. I think I hear a break music.
We are on a break.
We'll have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, Sam, the ATF cannot legislate, but they've been acting like they can, haven't they?
Yep, they sure have, and it's illegal, and it's unconstitutional. You know, I would love for every American listening to this show to do two things. I want you to Google Marbury versus Madison, okay, because it's a clear precedent, famous Supreme Court decision that basically says anything that's repugnant or contrary to the Constitution of the United States is null and void. And this is exactly what the ATF's bump stock ban, the Supreme Court ruled, null and void, no good, doesn't work. Sorry, can't do that, guys. You're not legislators. And it's the same thing with these braces. There's no law passed by the legislature that says these braces are illegal. So if you own one, protect your property and hold on to it. Now, do I recommend you call 10 of your friends on electronic devices or text them and say, oh, I have a brace, I'm keeping mine? No, keep your mouth shut. Don't invite the criminals into your home. But keep your mouth quiet. Don't say anything about it. Just keep your brace, keep it in the safe, okay? Or give it to your attorney to hold for you, whatever makes you comfortable. And hold on to them, because this is going to get ruled the same way as the bump stock ban got ruled, unconstitutional and illegal. The ATF has no right to write laws. They have no authority to write laws. They are not legislators. Ignore them. Do not comply with their illegal activities. And this is the thing that you better start doing right now, is not complying. Because the federal government is involved in a whole bunch of illegal activity right now. The only way they can take over America and ruin this country is to scare you and convince you to give up your rifles, give up your bump stocks, give up your pistol braces, give up your handguns. I got a call from a gentleman in Canada last week. They have now outlawed handguns in the province of Ontario. Think about this for a second. In Canada, borders the United States for a long way, thousands of miles. The country right next to us has outlawed handguns.
Amazing. Amazing. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.